Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simen Shin Yud. We begin at the very bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Aleph with the last words and the beginning of Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Kol Dovor She'osu L'Taltlo, anything that is forbidden for a person to handle. So then likewise, also Litein Tachtov Kli Kidei She'ipo L'Socho. You therefore cannot put a utensil that has a receptacle, some sort of a basket, let's say, near that kli, so that if it falls, it will fall into this basket. Why is that? Because as a result of having the muktzah item now fall into this kli, you've taken the kli from being a kli that could be used to a kli that's containing a muktzah item that cannot be moved. And as it turns out, you've essentially destroyed this kli, you've removed this kli from being used on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah explained this, this is as if you, so to say, destroyed the kli, and this is an iser brought down in the name of the Torah, of stiras kelim b'Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. The issue for number 30 brings down an alternative reason. Rashi brings down the Gemara Shabbos daf mem beis amud beis that the reason for the iser is mishum sha'aldei shekovei alo mokom harehu kimechabru betit, because now this kli can't be moved, so it's like you're cementing it into the ground. V'domai dovel amlocha, it looks like it's a melacha of sorts. In any event, the mechaber continues and he writes over here, avomutu lichvos olav kli, but you're allowed to go and cover up this utensil with some sort of a kli. So you can invert a pot over it, for example, but you can't let it fall into the pot. But one has to be very careful when one puts a kli over this muktza item that you don't touch it. The Mishneh Berurah explains this in Kotan Chaf Aleph. Hainu delokir of Yitzchak. This opinion that allows you over here to place a kli over it is in contradistinction to the opinion of Rav Yitzchak, who holds the osul etaltol shum kli. You're not allowed to move a kli unless ela bishul dover hamutor letaltol. You're only allowed to move a kli for the benefit of another kli that is allowed to be moved. So here you're moving this kli to place it on top of the muktzah item for the protection or the usage of the muktzah item, and that's not allowed, according at least to Rav Yitzchak. Then the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot Nuchav Beis, you're not allowed to touch it. You have to be careful when you put the kli on top of this muktzah item that you don't touch the muktzah item. The Mishneh Berurah says, V'afal gav de mutu li gav muktzah. Normally, one is allowed to touch muktzah. You're just not allowed to move muktzah. Kedileo b'simin shinches siv gimel, as we've already previously learned. Here, however, hocha abeitzer koi. For example, here we're talking about an egg, which is muktzah for you on Shabbos. It was laid on Shabbos. Ukedei shlo yinaneo, so one has to be very careful not to move this egg over here. Aval dovrish eno misnadet ayide hanigia, something that won't easily move just by touching it. So then, shari, then there is no concern over here if you were to actually touch it. This brought down the name of the Baragola and the Vilna Gaon, Vagra. The Evi Rael is that. He brings a raya, the chen kosev b'derech hachayim, udalo kumogen avram. So these achronim over here all agree that if you won't be able to move it, it's that type of a muktzah item that won't move by touching it, you can touch it, as opposed to the mogen avram that says even in that situation, you shouldn't touch it. This is also the opinion of the Taz, and in Dish foot number 33, he brings down that they hold, sha'osu liga b'dover muktzah, kishanegia hi litzorech hadover muktzah. You're not allowed to touch it if the whole purpose of touching it is to somehow benefit the muktzah. Here you're putting the container on top of this muktzah item, it will benefit, it will prevent the muktzah item from breaking. And therefore you're not allowed to touch it, even though you're not going to move it when you touch it. Now we go to Sif Zayin. The Mechaber writes, mita sheyesh aleha mos, if you have a bed that has money on it, or even if it doesn't have money on it right now, but there was money on it during the Ben Hashmashos time, and we have the rule, migu diskatsoi Ben Hashmashos, itskatsoi kule yoma, something that was muktzah during the Ben Hashmashos, and this was a basis, ledover also during the Ben Hashmashos, so you shouldn't be able to use it all Shabbos long, it's muktzah all Shabbos long, so the Mechaber therefore says, also letatli, you're not allowed to move this bed, because in its principle, the migu diskatsoi le Ben Hashmashos, itskatsoi le kule yoma. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Umayri, we're talking here, Sheiniach, he placed it there. That's what made it into a basis l'davar aser. As opposed to, D'Bishachach, if you forgot the money over there by accident, then, hello, Af bi'odin hamos olal, even if the money is still on the bed, mutal anar, and you'd be allowed to shake or tilt the bed so that the money falls off it. And certainly, v'kol shekein, shalonas samita basis l'chol Shabbos, and certainly the bed is not aser when the muktzah is not on it for the rest of Shabbos, as we've already learned in Simen Shin Tes, Se'if Dalet. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halach over here also adds And Dibra Maskul Mito Shiesha Lehot. Mashma, afilu lo haya amol sala ben ashmashos. This is true that if you had the money placed on the bed on Shabbos, the bed still becomes a basel sadaver aser. Also, the tazel of Odin le, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and move this bed any time that the money's on it, even though it wasn't put there on ben ashmashos. How could this possibly be? Not allowed to put the money on the bed on Shabbos. So, umishkachas lo, shenichon en yudi. This could happen if a non-Jewish person placed the money on the bed. For them, it's not muktzah. O tinok, or a young child that doesn't understand that you can't play with money on Shabbos, and he put them on Shabbos, either the child or the guy. However, he did this l'das Yisrael. However the money was placed there, it was with the approval and the intent of the Jewish person. In that situation, so then the bed becomes muktzah. And at the end of this Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes, from the Magen Avraham, it's mashma, shadato no to the lo nasa's bosses. This situation is not lahalacha. And the Magen Avraham says that if the money was put on the bed, it wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos, it was put on during Shabbos, it's not a basis of davar aser. Kivish lo hayu aleh ben hashmashos, that's the bottom line, umutul lenar, and you'd be allowed to tilt the bed to get the money off, even if it was placed there with your, so to say, approval. The issue footnote number 38 brings down, at the very end of the footnote, the Chazon Ish writes, Shirak l'das ha-Baal ha-Mor, in davar nasa basis b'Shabbos atzma. Only according to the opinion of the Baal ha-Mor can something not become a basis in the middle of Shabbos. However, ach l'das ha-Tosos gam b'Shabbos atzma nasa basis. According to Tosos' opinion, it could become. And he adds, shitokin shagam das ha-Ramban v'Haran k'das ha-Tosos. It seems these other great Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, also hold over here like Tosos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'afilu l'tzorch gufo o l'tzorch makomo. One would not be allowed to move it over here if the money was placed there intentionally and it was there during the Ben HaShemashos time, so this bed becomes now a basis of davar aser, and it's not allowed to be moved. And the Ramah is telling us this is even if you need it, l'tzorch gufo o l'tzorch makomo. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Nchav Dalet, the din ha-basis ke'oswa muktzah sholav. The basis over here becomes the same halachic status as the muktzah item that's on it. And just like the muktzah item upon it, the kivin the mos have a muktzah machas gufo, the money is intrinsically muktzah. It's not a klisha malachtul yisur, but it's intrinsically muktzah like a rock. The osra afil l'tzorch guf makoma. You're only allowed to move a klisha malachtul yisur l'tzorch guf makoma, but you're not allowed to move a rock, something that's intrinsically muktzah, even l'tzorch guf makoma, and therefore gam din hamita kachu. So too, the mita's halacha is the same as the rock. Dish foot number 34 brings down that the yisod of this din of bosses is brought down by Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos. Shehu mishum shenasa bosses tofel muktzah. The base over here, this bosses, essentially becomes totally subordinate to the muktzah item, and therefore it's no longer called even a kli. Mis bateles bimenu toras kli, and as a result, it is totally subordinate to the money or to the rock that's on it, and therefore it is a pure muktzah and can't be moved even l'tzorach gufa or makomo. It's no longer a kli. Now we go to the Mechaber. He says, "V'hu adin." The same halacha applies. The whole dvar heter shemuna chalav iser. This applies to anything that is permitted itself to be moved, and you place an iser upon it. However, avol and ein aleh atomos. But if the item doesn't have right now on it money, v'gam lo hayo aleh ben hashmashos, and it didn't have the money on it during the ben hashmashos, so then mutter l'taltala afilu yichadol lemos. Then you would be allowed to move this bed, even if it was being designated during the weekday to place your wallet on it, to put your money on it, and you leave it there on a regular basis, but not, it wasn't there during the Ben HaShemashos. Says Kivan Shesilkon called the Ben HaShemashos, since you removed it before the Shabbos, before Ben HaShemashos started, so it doesn't have the status of being a basis ledavar ha'aser. The Ramah adds Hagah v'yesh osrim. However, there are those that are more machmer than this opinion, and they forbid you to move it if you were biyiched lekach, if it was designated, this is where you place your wallet. V'niach b'em, and you used it as such. Afal pi shesulkum mibo jom. He brings down the name of the tour in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that this is true even if it wasn't there during the Ben HaShemashos. So you designated this as a base for putting your wallet or money on, so even if the money or the wallet is not there during the Ben HaShemashos, this machmir opinion says the item still has the status of a basis ledavar ha'aser. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nchav Hei writes, V'yesh osrim b'yichad l'kach, this machmir opinion, he says the reasoning is, Tamo, d'hu guria mishar kli shemalach to l'isser. This is a stronger or worse scenario than a regular kli that's normally used for isser. Because kivan sheyichad da behedjel azeh, since you designated this table or this bed to be the receptacle for the muktzah money, mistama miyachid lo makom, you've designated that place, umakbich lo lishtamish bo tashbish acher zulazeh, and you don't want something else to be there. That's the place where you put your wallet, that's the place where you put your money. Umikol makom lo niyach bo adayin mos klal. But if you just designated it but never actually used it to place your wallet there, then we have a famous rule of Hazmanu lav milsi, and therefore ain shein muktza law. It doesn't have the status yet of being a bosses ladover aser and muktza, because as I just said, the hazmanu lav milsi designation alone does not. There's a machlokas, famous machlokas between Abai and Rava, and we don't say hazmanu milsi. We say hazmanu lav milsi. It doesn't have any halachic status. The fact that you designated it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yal kein dino ke muktzu machmas yichsar and kis. In this situation, it has the same halachic status as something that's muktzu because it's valuable, and kein katsu a poskim. And that's the opinion of the poskim. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the cause of a Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram writes, Ulefizeh, according to what we just learned, afilu letzarech gufa mekom asur. Even if you need this place to either use the place or you need that item for its own usage, legufo, you would not be allowed to move it. It's also to move it. However, v'nishar b'teim al ramah. However, the Magen Avraham says he's perplexed, he's surprised at this ramah, how strict it is. Shekosov shelitzit l'shita zu d'letzarach kufa mekom mutter. According to this, it should be permissible for if you need it for itself or for its place. The leisa, but that's not how he holds. David Raya says that, and he brings proofs to this extent. V'chein b'prisha b'iragor maskim l'dvar. They all agree over here with the Magen Avraham. V'ayim mashuk asavim l'kame. We'll learn this in a moment in an upcoming sif. Getting back to the Ramah, based upon what he just said, so instead of it just being money on a bed, so if you have money in a wallet, so if you designated this to be the place where you store your money, and you put your money in there, so it's not a question of hazmanu milsi or lav milsi, the Ramah says, if you have a wallet that has no money in it, even though the money has been taken out before Shabbos started, this wallet is muktza. Unless elim kein also bo ma'isa shepisocho milamata v'silko min ha'yichod. Unless you did something to it that, so to say, opens it up from the bottom, it no longer can hold the money, and therefore you've removed its designation as being a wallet. V'chein no'agin, and this, in fact, he brings down from the Golos Maimonios, is in fact the halacha. Now let's see inside in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chavot the ma'isa zu mevata l'machshava. When you go and, so to say, undo the bottom over here, so you've demonstrated that you don't want it designated, the yichud v'hamaisa she'asabo me'ikara shiniach b'mos are invalid. That your original designation and your original placing in the money over here, you've undone both of those by snipping a hole in the bottom of this wallet over here. And this brought down even the Vilna Gaon. The Ramah continues and he says, miyu, however, l'tzorech gufo l'tzorech mekom u'mutter. This wallet has the status of being a kli. And therefore, if you needed this wallet to do something, or you needed the wallet's place, you would be allowed to move it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Zayin. Ayin b'Sivkot and Chav Hey. We just said a moment ago, Masha Kosav b'Shem Magen Avram u'Shari Yachron. We brought that name in Magen Avram, and we said that others agreed with him that they were Tamua over here. The Prisha, the Gruvil Nagon, they all agreed with the Magen Avram that they were Tamua alzeh. That the Ramah said over here that you're allowed to move it. Letzor Gufo Makomo. And according to their opinion, you wouldn't be allowed to move it at all. The Yerabba agrees over here that even though the kiss has been designated for money, they disagree with what the Magen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon, the Prisha said, that it is designated as muktzah machmas yichsaron kis, and you should not be allowed to move it letzorech gufo mekomo. But since rak kistam klishim alach talisser, they hold that it has the status of a klishim alach talisser, which is permitted the shari letzorech gufo mekomo. And this is also the opinion of Chayin Hiskin b'sefer beis meir ayin sham. So again, this is a very, very important machlokus between these gedolei ha'achronim. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'chein b'kis, if you have some sort of a wallet, ha'tofur b'beged, which you sew into your garment. Ho'ol v'ikar ha'beged omed l'bosh. Let's say you sew a wallet into an overcoat. So the overcoat's main purpose is not to be a buses for this wallet. The overcoat's purpose is to wear it as an overcoat. And therefore, ikar ha'beged omed l'bosh, the main purpose of this is to be worn. So therefore, imhotzi amos misham, mutter l'bosh beged. If you've gotten rid of the coins from in there, so even though the wallet is a boss's lover usher, but it doesn't become, so to say, that the coat is serving this wallet, but the wallet is totally negligible compared to the coat, and therefore, mutter l'bosh beged in this situation. Because that kiss, bottle, let's load, the kiss becomes subordinate to it, and not the other way around. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavches, Rotsu Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah explains. The Al Kain, mutter lotzeis bo afilu shusarabim. you would be allowed to go out with this coat that has the wallet sewed into it, that does not have any money in it. V'lo amrinan dakis heavy masri. And we don't say, and you bring this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, that the wallet is, so to say, being carried over here. It's sewn into the coat. So it's not being carried, it's subordinate to the coat, and we don't view it as being carried when you wear the coat. Furthermore, od kosav. Even if you want to say that above we learned the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, that specifically was, we brought down the Torah in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Mamachmir opinion was, Yesh Ostrim B'yichad Lekach. If you designated it, the wallet, to hold coins, and you put the coins in them, and even though you took the coins out before Shabbos, that wallet is still Muktzah, even according to this opinion, Afilu Im Nizbor L'malo B'das Rabbeinu Tam, Da'af L'Tzorah Kufa M'kom Wasser, then you can't move this, L'Tzorah Kufa M'kom, because it becomes Muktzah itself, like an intrinsic muktzah, as we've already pointed out. Nevertheless, here you are allowed to even put things inside this wallet that's sewed into your overcoat, and to take them out, put them in, take them out. Because obviously the person is not makbid to only put coins in there, and he's willing to go put other things in there as well. But the Ramah continues, Avolim shachach bomos, if you forgot money in there, then you are still allowed to go and be metal to the beggar. As opposed to over here, we said that if you placed money in there before Shabbos and you used it, but on Shabbos it didn't have the money in there, we don't consider it a muktzah item, this wallet that's sewed into your coat. Nevertheless, if there's money in there that you placed in there, then you wouldn't be allowed to move it. But if you forgot money in there, so then you would still be allowed to move this coat. The law amrinan, to call a beged nasa buses lamos. We don't say over here that the entire garment is now serving, so to say, as a buses for the money. Why not? Ho will the ein hamos al ikar a beged. Because the bottom line is that the money over here is not the major function that the coat is being used for. The coat's being used to keep you warm. And the fact that there happens to be a wallet with money inside of it, it's subordinate to you. I will ain't love Shabbos Shabbos, but you should be careful not to wear it on Shabbos. The Chayshin and Shema Yetzibo, because you have to be concerned that you may go outside with it. There is a concern brought down over there that you may come and wear this coat outside with the money inside of it, and that certainly would be carrying. Likewise, we learned previously in Simon Reish Samach Vav, Im Shochach Kiso Etzlo B'Shabbos Madino. What should you do in this situation? Mr. Bura Sifkot and Chavtes writes that the major kavan over here, kavana so equal of Oralona, what the Ramah is trying to tell us over here, the whole Vyesha Dayan Moos Bakis, if there is money still in the pocket, then also the love show, then you're not allowed to wear the coat, Shema Yishkach Vyetzi, because then if you put the coat on, so you may go outside and then you'd be carrying the money that's inside of the coat, as we learned a moment ago at the end of the Ramah. But you could move the coat inside the house because there is no problem over here of carrying, and there is no problem over here of it being muktzah because it's subordinate to the coat. Furthermore, you should know, this would be true not only if you forgot the money there, even if you intentionally put money there, and you wanted that money to be there all Shabbos long. Even though this pocket that you sewed in there, this wallet that you sewed into your coat, that is definitely a buses for the money, which is a buses of Dover Osir, but you could move the beged. Again, you can't wear it because we're concerned that you come to carry. But you could move the garment inside the house, even though there's money inside of it. That beged lo nasis buses, because the coat itself doesn't become a base for this money. Hold the enam al ikar beged, because that's not the purpose of the coat. However, we call Malcolm, as we've already pointed out several times, also lahachlis yodomikis. You can't go put your hands inside the pocket over here. Thou kopanim makis nase bosses lamos, because the wallet over here is serving as a base for the money. And even after you took the money out from them, you shook it out. Thariel kopanim benash moshos itzkatsoya kis lamos. The pocket over here was muktzah because the money was in there benash moshos, and therefore you shouldn't stick your hand inside over here. However, Mishmur says, we call Makom. In Efshar Benir, Yiral Anar Metchila. It would be preferable for you to go shake the money out of this pocket over here in the coat, if you possibly could before you move it. Yeshovi, because there is an opinion brought down in Sharat Zion Os Chafei by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Rambam, the Afsha Mos, Enam Alik or Beged, even though the money is not there to be carried by the coat, Gam Kin Tzorech Lenar, Kod Mishalta Beged. You should go and shake it out before you wear this coat. Bein Beiniach or Bein Mishachah, this is true whether you put it in there intentionally or you left it over there, Kemo Shenichtov Lekameh. We have two more Mishnah Berurahs over here, Sif Katan Lamed and Lamed Aleph. Mirtz Hashem, we will save those for tomorrow. That will conclude today's shiur.